From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in Colorado Springs has received an anonymous $1 million donation to help build a new conservation building after the original facility was damaged by a landslide. The building housed two endangered species breeding and release programs involving Wyoming toads and black-footed ferrets. The plan is to build a new facility with public access in mind and to also include information about the zoo's work with amphibians in Panama. The 2016 presidential race and local Colorado elections may push controversial and significant policy changes at the Statehouse to the back burner during this year's legislative session. Penta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The session begins on January 13th. Democratic Senator Lucia Guzman of Denver will lead her caucus for the first time. Guzman, whose own father was murdered, has been a passionate advocate to repeal the state's death penalty. But she says this won't be the year to sponsor a bill.
I don't have the votes. I would need the votes in the Senate. And so I'm looking forward to bringing that opportunity back to us for vote in 2017, maybe 2018.
Senate Democrats are also expected to steer clear of any gun legislation as they try to win back their Senate majority. Republicans hold a one-seat advantage. Meanwhile, the GOP will be trying to gain control of the few seats it needs to hold the majority in the House. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.